na zdravlje i spasenje, braći i sestre, u Gospodu draga, sveta liturgija i pričešće onima koji su se sa Gospodom sjedinili u svetoj tajni Evharistije i pričešća. Zato i dolazimo u crkvu. Dolazak u crkvu da se ne sretnemo sa Gospodom, da se ne susretnemo i ne prožbemo u potpunosti, a to u potpunosti prožimanje sa Gospodom dolazi tek u svetoj tajni pričešća, je onda promašen dolazak, braći i sestre. Ovdje dolazimo da bi izašli pred lice Božije i da bi Gospoda pozvali da uđe u naša srca i da nas okrepi i osnaži, da se vratimo na put pokajanja, put molitve, put Otaca i Bogotaca naših. U svom bogoslužbenom ciklusu, braći i sestre, današnje evanđelje koje smo čuli čita se dva puta u toku godine. I mi smo ga čitali pre nekoliko nedelja, kada smo razmišljali o ovom čudesnom događaju gdje se fokusira pažnja obično na pogrešan moment, odnosno ispravan moment, ali postoji nešto mnogo, mnogo, mnogo bitnije. Naime, danas je Gospod iselio ovog uzetog čovjeka u Kapernaumu, u njegovom gradu, kao što kaže tamo evanđelje na početku, i pređe iz Gadarine. Znamo prošle nedelje da su ga oterali iz Gadarine, zato što im je naneo financijsku štetu, isterao, iselio brata njihovog, ali duhovi nečisti ušli u krdo svinja, svinje se stropoštale, izginule sve u vodi i oni umjesto da slave Boga koji je iselio, koji je pokazao silu i moć nad nečistim duhovima, demonima, Gadarinci mole, ne mole, nego ištu, traže, zahtevaju da Gospod napusti ih, jer se plaše kakva je sljedeća šteta koja će doći od njegove sile i njegove moći. I Gospod, čuli smo u prošle nedelje, uđe u lađu i pređe u svoj grad bez reči, bez jedne jedine reči. Oterali su Gospoda, a on reč nije rekao. I prešao je svoj grad Kapernaum i ovdje iselio ovog čovjeka. Međutim, nije iseljenje ovog bolesnog čovjeka centralni događaj današnjeg evanđelja, braći i sestre. Centralni događaj je ljubav njegovih prijatelja. Budući da je ušao u kuću da obeduje, da besedi, da večera sa nekim poznatim ljudima u Kapernaumu, ovi prijatelji njegovi doneše ovog uzetog čovjeka na nosilima i pošto nisu mogli da uđu u kuću jer je mnoštvo naroda bilo okupljeno, oni se popeše na krov od kuće, prokopaše krov od kuće i spustiše na nosilima ovoga čovjeka, prijatelja svoga, u sobu sa Gospodom. Nisu se prijatelji plašili, a pazite, evanđelje nam govori da ovo nisu rođaci, nisu sinovi, nisu braća, niko od pokrvnom srodstvu, nego neki njegovi prijatelji koji se nisu plašili ni štetu da nanesu ovom čovjeku, platit ćemo štetu, ali želimo da brat naš bude spasen. Nisu se plašili ni podsmeha, možda one mase naroda koja je tamo se skupila i krstila se, kolokvijalno rečeno, naravno nisu se krstili, ali su govorili, gledaj ove ljude, šta ovi ovo čine? Oni su smešni možda njima bili. Nisu se ni podsmeha plašili, samo da bratu svome pomognu. To je centralni trenutak današnjeg evanđelja, ljubav, sastradavanje i želja da se pomogne bližnjem svome u nevolji. Od ove ljubavi nema veće, kaže evanđelji Gospodu, ako ko svoj život položi za bližnjega svoga. To ne samo znači da stradamo fizički telo za bližnjega, da se dajemo, da se potpuno, bez rezerve dajemo bližnjima ljudima koji nas okružuju, braće i sestre. Pozivam vas sve da živimo u skladu sa ovim zapovestima Gospodnjim, da jedni drugima budemo krst i spasenje i sila i znamenje, budući da je Gospod Isus Hristos savio nebesa, otvorio nebesa i sišao na zemlju da nam posluži, jer Sin čovečiji, čitam u Matejevom evanđelju, ne dođe da mu služe, nego da služi i da bude na spasenje, da podari sebe za spasenje sveta. My dear brothers and sisters, now that we are talking about love for our neighbors, because today's gospel actually sends for this message. It's not about this paralytic man being healed. It's rather about his friends, his fellow friends, bringing him in front of Christ, doing everything in their power to bring him forth. in the presence of our Lord so he can be healed. Today's message is that we should love one another so we can with one mind confess Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Triune God, one in essence and undivided. So, my dear brothers and sisters, we are to prove our Christian dedication and love through our actions for our neighbors, for people that surround us, no matter what their ethnic background is or their religious background is. They're our brothers and sisters in Christ. And to conclude, I'll tell you a story. It's a true story that happened to one of the bishops here in the United States. He's actually metropolitan now. He was our guest back in Salt Lake City, and he told us this. And he's actually a newly elected metropolitan of Antiochian Church. It's Metropolitan Joseph. He was born in Syria, and he became a bishop and came over to the United States. And of course, after September 11th, everything changed. So he was flying to visit one of his parishes, and he came to a security check. And of course, bishops, during the service, they carry that, we call it mitra, mitras in Greek or in English, crown. And he had his crown with him. So those agents at the security check, they asked him, what is this? And he told them, it's a crown. And they were like, what do you mean it's a crown? What kind of crown is it? And he said, it's my crown. And well, we have to see it. Okay, go ahead, see it. So they opened it, and they, you know, saw this beautiful crown, and all bishops carry this crown and wear this crown because they symbolize Christ in the liturgy, who's King of the Kings, of course. And so they asked him, they were looking at it, they asked, so are these stones real? He says, I wish. Okay, so are you a prince? And he was like, higher. Oh, really? Are you a king, maybe? He was higher. So what's higher than prince or king? What is higher? There's nothing higher than that. What are you? Seriously, what are you? And he replied, I'm a servant. I'm a servant of God who's in highest. But I'm a servant also to my brothers and sisters in the Lord. And truly there is not greater than being a servant to one another. Let me remind you, St. John Chrysostom said, in modern language, of course it sounded different 16 centuries ago, but in modern language he said, by taking from others, we make a living. By receiving from others, we make a living. By offering to others, by giving to other people, we make a life. Life everlasting. Life in the bosom of our forefathers and foremothers, in the everlasting kingdom of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, to whom is glory and majesty.